thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Vulture Peak Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva,
how should the son of the Bodhisattva
follow the practice of the knowledge of perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra, Shariputra, those men of the venerable lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. Five skandhas should be seen clearly in the natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. They have no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom.
The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata ore gate gate paragate arasamgate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagata's walls will rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Om Benza Bumi Aum Wanchen Sergi Sanji Om Benza Rege Aum Chichari Koryugi Korwe Usu Riyapo Riva Misharu Padko Lod Sambuli Nubalangchu Changrami Nyen Nudanupa Daya Dangaya Chen Yodian Dang Lam Shodro, Drami Nyan Dang, Drami Nyan Jida, Kripo Che Rewo, Asan Ji Shin, De Joyu Ba, Mama Pai Loto, Korlo Rinpo Che, Norbu Rinpo Che, Sunlo Rinpo Che, Lunpo Rinpo Che, Langpo Rinpo Che, Takro Rinpo Che, Manhun Rinpoche, Terchen Poya Bumpa, Yegma Trekwa Ma, Luma Garma, Metod Ma Dupuma, Naksa Ma Drichama, Nima Dawa Rinpoche, Du, Chole Napar Gelwe Gelsen, Usu Ladami, Heljor Punsum Sotpa, Matsa Sai Jing Yi Du Om Wa Di Da Jun Chen Sa Wa Na Du Che Te Pao Den La Ba Dam Pa Nam Da Ki Pa Ju Yang Pao Den La Ma Da Te Jo Na Ni Tek Pa Chen Pu Sun Chu Sa Mo Chu Wei Yong Du Chin Ka Bu Wa Ji Yo Tu Je Jo Wei Dong Bo Lu Je Lu Mo Chen Ne Yang Dan So Jo Wa Ma Ju Na Ni
Sajin, you are. I was able to get the money.
Yes, I'm going to go to the house.
अने कुछ तो जिद्दियाँ टांबास वो तो नहीं चिमड़ वाला हाँ तंगा ते ठुनी उधर
ऐसा सो टुडे वी विल बी फोकसिंग ऑन सिक्स प्रिपरेटरी राइट्स और द प्रिपरेशंस फॉर वन्स प्रैक्टिस सिक्स प्रिपरेशंस इन अदर वर्ड्स एंड द रीजन फॉर why that I've chosen this particular topic today is last couple of weeks we went through the teachings on emptiness, particularly of identifying the object of negations. So in order for one to have a proper understanding of object of negations, which leads oneself to understanding of emptiness, needs to accumulate merits and virtue and purifications. So therefore, it is very relevant teachings today to this topic of the six preparatory rites or six preparations, which clearly emphasize on the importance of accumulations of merits and purifications. So out of the six preparation rites, the first three here as follows. First is to cleaning one's room. In other words, the place or the venue where one is actually, intending to practice. And so that is the first preparation. And then second preparation is to arranging those object of refuge, such as image of Buddhas and the texts, the teachings of the Buddha. First is two goes together, cleaning one's room and arranging the altar, setting altar and arranging those objects of refuge. And then the second is to offerings, making an offerings. So offerings, object of offering must be obtained honestly, it says. It must be honestly. And once you have obtained the object of offerings, and this must be arranged very beautifully. And then the third one is to preparing oneself, making oneself ready to actually engage in this practice or the meditations by adopting those seven features, Virajana, gestures, in other words. So those are the first three preparations.
Dinari, ani zade nega chida chiba has the nega zade sama pasiye. Tiya zulu chida zane chii rangi pei tayi lama na butenda pei kiri tiya zade tiya. Dina ki naga junta soso ki ina la. Na kumbha na ma kei jo zulu. Tega zade rani chepo ta rani dawa na butenda imai ba. Na sanji mi ba sachu mi. Sir nga zade thong tuyo ma tiyo ma ri. Na kuzun tuji kang nga zade ter pei kiri san. Di chi ti insan na ba kei tena jogi ina.
So while you're cleaning one's room, again here, it is not just, making a beautiful place where you are practicing, but rather one's purpose of cleaning the particular room or the place for one's practice is you're actually imagining those as a platform for all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, in other words. Because there's, according to the sutra, it says there's no such a place absence of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So therefore, if one's motivation, if one's very purpose of actually cleaning this room
is to not just cleaning one's own room, but cleaning the platform of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So which will enable one to accumulate tremendous amount of merits.
What does an account of the Dachi, the Najia, the name? It is a song. I was told that
So imagining that you're cleaning your room is right from the beginning of your day. So I will begin my day with engaging the practice of six preparations or six preparatory rites by cleaning once the place where I practice and so on, is to invite all my root and lineage gurus, including all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and for the purpose, for the benefit of all other sentient beings. And if one is able to cultivate such a congenial motivation, then this will really, with the benefits, it's limitless.
Then that time divine in the payments of Pashulo Jalarum Takim.
So then all of those acts of cleaning can be converted into acts of virtues by cultivating such motivations. Regardless of where you are and what you're doing in terms of, you know, cleaning your room or the cleaning others' place and so on, if you're able to cultivate such motivations, then you're actually accumulating merits, all of your acts of cleaning environments and so on.
Ordinary. That they should do them. That the chugge, it is tatter than them. Not Kuzum to get down, I didn't do. You never generate what they had needed, or
less. That under the Sumba by the train by Kenny.
The
George Root and Sumba, that gathered chill egg.
No, that chill,
no, so.
And then again, when the man that he had in the
house,
such a dead 10 minutes. Yes, Sumba Taggy. Kuzun to the dentabas, should the chubak tatadin do. Kuzun to the dentabanes, Lama Yedon, Chichun, Sukin, or Chichun, 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 Ch 카차와선은 Kumbana Kusutu de Gaji in a Sandy John de Ungolia, and she chose some Sumasan or Dam Damu Dagasi, Kata Tanda with the Dutchy. That common boy wrote the Congologa, and Sandy the Sandy John de the Timber Tower, the Buddha, and Talamaga, the Jiggeries, or Techie Chugumaris.
So, with regard to arranging the object of refuge, setting the object of refuge, one must set the object of refuge according to the visualization of Soxing or the mirrored field, if you are familiar with. Then, so it is very important that the patterns of each those, you know, each of those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, one's root guru, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Dhaka, Dakinis, and so on and so forth. It must be done orderly. We cannot really set one's object of refuge on the altar randomly. Rather, it must be done in a very orderly manner. So it says, according to the particular text, says there are some who have not understood very clearly about of taking refuge in individuals, would pay more attention to for arranging beautifully those worldly deities, because to them they have a strong belief in receiving some, you know, worldly cities or the attainments. One's name, prosperity, and so on and so forth. And it is this for this purpose, people would pay more attention to arranging those worldly deities rather than Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So which is clear indication of not having a proper understanding of taking refuge in individuals. So therefore, it's very important when we are actually arranging. If you have the object of refuge at your home, it's very important for us to actually arrange those in a very orderly manner. So if you are unable to then arrange those objects of refuge in a very orderly manner, then that's a clear sign of not having a proper understanding or proper practice of taking refuge in individuals. So so because there are many who pay more attention to arranging those worldly deities rather than, you know, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So if one pay more attention to that, then that is very clear that one is actually lacking the proper understanding of taking refuge in individuals.
Seco let the Nagazosha, Cotazoya, Tingolia, Jadi, Tingolia, Lamasu, Tingo de Jesi. And you could no, what Sandy could go in Balan, could the young, you could be a shanshat the name, and you could no, sir. Tinjuto Jobane, sir. Cotella, noji, do he is, Cola Yas, Jalag, do he chase a remoto. Seco Nugo to the young college, Seco Nugo to Gutami, Sanji, my mom, the Chichu Sumanda, but in the Euro at the Negate to the Condem Condi Seco Nugo John, the Condem Goleaja, Sanji could call the Aunt Seco Nugo Manikit Najan, Titi Jan, and take it. Jalag to hitch it, dear Rima, the Lamy, Kunik in the dear Maris. A Taji the Kunik, Chigina, Taji Sanji Rin. The metam the tenorators on Golo D, he the magic, take it on him and do security. Jalag and the kitchen, the Sharis. Then that Major Chuba with the Kumatina did on the Matana. Then the German needed that and then the day.
So there also are some who are actually making a distinction. In terms of with regard to object of refuge, such as the image of the Buddhas, who would pay more attention and considering more precious something that is purely on the basis of the actual material of the object of, you know, image of the Buddhas. For instance, there are some who pay more attention and who consider more precious the Buddha's image, which is made out of gold, copper, brass, and so on. And considering is you know, the other image of the Buddha that are made out of clay are considering less, you know, important and so on. So in which case, that's again clear indications such an individual is really having, you know, looking at those objects of refuge just as their property, not really object of refuge, but just as one's property, the regular property. Because in the regular property, we make a distinction, the importance and less important is based upon the actual material or the cause of this property and so on. So, therefore, you know, regardless of the actual material of this particular object of refuge, once you have this object of refuge, such as Buddha's image, regardless of what kind of material that's made out of, one must pay equal respect and reverence.
Chicken tenderies, and Tonka yawns, that Tonka don't know, and Tonka. And Tonka yawns, Cassani easily. Green Jenny easily. Tommy rooms, and Tonka didn't be conducted, and I Tonka in and what to do. And rolling out that jibber the tender, but the non-sister summoned the Gigi Yorota. Yet, Tonka, what did the Conga Tonka the Cochin Sabines at the Conley ID? And the Sanji got on the Jerem Moshe and Oliver Moshe Mutanaka Kogi, Tanka Jasha, Tanka Jasha, and then Kojini Badar in it, they were my dear, and that year Ungo Marie Esha.
Similarly, it applies to the Tanka as well, as you're all familiar with Tanka. So there are people who actually put their Tankas and arrange their Tankas in a better place, tanka that are more dazzling, you know, which is decorated by the, you know, beautiful silks and so on. And then we put or arrange those tankas that are a little bit old and that are not really, you know, attractive. So we, you know, considering as a less important, putting less important to that. So this is not appropriate at all. So it's the tanka which are, you know, decorated by the beautiful brocades and so on.
Mm-hmm. 我等着你去干地主嘛的，那上级长生几岁了？哪年了？是上级长生个南京了？是嘞？刚把中了的，但俺这蛮年纪的，上级的长寿生活等那个国家说话的，恐怕你也理解远呢。那蛮年纪了，而且做了两个点年过了嘛，都这里还恐怕点，那马上嘛，我等到今天早上的中午嘛，也是想。
So that's again another important thing is once you have arranged the altar so, and you know, set one's altar and arrange all those objects of refuge on the altar, then making sure that you're you're not actually pointing your feet towards the altar, that is not appropriate. Even if one is sleeping, making sure that you're heading towards, your head is towards the altar, not your feet is towards the altar.
我等到这年底的那个人呢，上级长生跟俺都说过去了，江州明白大点吧的，上级长生的主要公办点，已经过得蛮点的了，今年那说就上级长生了一切要呢，这都过去了，但哪怕上级不行呢，也会等过去了，江州明白大的也是。
So if one again, if one's foot is towards, if one, you know, maintain one's foot towards the altar and the object of the refuge and so on, then that's also again a clear indication of lacking, the lack of, you know, taking refuge and understanding the practice of refuge. True.
Tangata Kosu Sin Niki Nahad Nan and Sir Taki Gahi Gizata Gahi Gi Tangata Kosu Tanimba rendered an answer. Shato Nimba rendered no harder than easy. No answer. Guinea in the features. That Tangata.云南的贵云南的，都是刚刚的，那对的，宁波的就连着就了，那吉林都可以接呢，杨过来嘛个接呢，啥工等他们杨过来，这个上级上都可以嘛就接的，吉林都可以接香港接的，我得都可以接，那慢慢去派接呢，说说来嘛家个宁波的都啥工是呢，不容易呢，等人家机构了，各种都等他们等那主要啥个啥工在那过些了，你说说恐怕那么那么等么几下等那几个人也是的，当不三八工了。
So then also, it says, when all those objects of the image of the Buddhas, including tankas and so on, become very old, and so then people have a tendency of considering them as just a piece of trash, and not, you know, they have a tendency of taking those to a different place. In Tibet, we have a tsakhang, which means there's a particular place where you can actually take all those tsatsas. Tsatsa is the resemble of the stupa image, you know, the small, it's made out of.You can see at different tsatsas, which is, you know, in terms of the materials made out of brass, clay, and so on and so forth. So most of the time, the tsatsas are made out of, you know, clays. And so in Tibet, we have a certain place where you can find a small house where you can actually take all the tsatsas into it.So then there are many who would consider those, you know, old, you know, images of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, including Tankas, or, you know, taking into that particular place, which is inappropriate.
What the hell? That time I get to the end of the day, Sanji Chongdin, the end of the day, and then Jerembuji, the Rabban Rambuji, the Jarambuji, and the Bapim, the Yunganzuji.那黑不几把卡，黑个几点个了哇？我等哪一
비기 단단데 여기에 자르면지 고발의 상지 거리든 동아미도 저 강가라 상지 이거 반대기가 그리스 what is it
so regardless of what kind of you know the image of the object of so the image of the refuge that you have regardless of their material you know what they are out of so you must maintain your motivations as if those are the actual Buddhas, the real Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Because if we were to invite Buddhas and Bodhisattvas or once, you know, gurus such as His Holiness and so on, we will have a great, you know, respect and reverence to them. In the same manner, it is important to maintain your respect and reverence towards all this object of refuge.
What do you mean? That's the way that you are here. That's the way that you are here.
So it is very important to consider all those image of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas as a real Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the actual Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, rather than just an image. Because we, as ordinary beings, we are unable to actually have a vivid vision of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. It is not that, it is not something that is, it is, nothing is wrong from the Buddhist and Bodhisattva side. Why we are unable to have a vivid vision of those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas? Because we do not have an ample merits and virtue that we can have a, you know, actual vivid visions of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So it is only that at this point of time, we can only, you know, have a great respect and reverence with regard to this image of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas by considering them as actual Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
And the Lama Jesu Teng, Chir, Jeremoji, and the Jeremoji, the Hermoji, Jaramoji, the Sutai Lama Tensa Mumboro, or the Nagi, and quoted a Guria. Lama Jesu Teng, Chir, Jeremoji, and that, Hermoji, and the Jarmakan, and quoted a part of Guria. Luyuzi. Ana sung ten de ko sung ten doze, sung ten doze. Ndo dubas, ngando ki pecha de lekira, tan de bachi kabuli mon de pecha. Ndo duba tansen. Janshu narin tabu tansen. Ndo duba pecha yorwa ngando juja yapo yorwa. Tene ndo duba san de ban, janshu narin san dabu de. That's a good reason. In him, many pecha de ngando te de kabuli mon de kitchen buri. Kunshu sung on a tachi the chicken shuri. Kunshu sung on a lama's carriage and chicken was running a junior moon to go down on the end in the day. And on a junior moon, the man Toma Marie Padigay came about two near map picking the la dancer. Take no sooner to take a lot of lap, la dancer, just on to tundra. And then take Kuma my pizza and a young woman, June, mechanic in the lap, and go dance.
So even though that one is unable to obtain the massive, you know, object of refuge, such as Kusung tuk, which means the body, speech, and mind of the Buddha. Here, it is important to have at least, you know, Buddha's image, Buddha Shakyamuni, the image of the Buddha Shakyamuni, as a resemble of the Buddha's body, Buddha's enlightened body. And then at the same time, it is also important to have one's root guru's image, such as image of Lama Tsongkhapa or Padmasambhava or His Holiness the Dalai Lama, so on and so forth. So whoever is your root guru, so it is important to have those image or the picture, in other words. So then as to the speech of the Buddha, it is very nice that if you have the sutra, such as the Dodipa, which means the condensed sutra, which encapsulates the entire Prajnaparamita sutra. It has one volume, probably around 40-something pages. It's a really beautiful one. That's called Dodipa. If you have this, and this is really good, then the text of Lamrim, which represents the speech of the Buddha. So here, Isla is emphasizing more on that. It's because it's very important that once you have those, you know, the object, which represents the Buddha's speech, making sure that we're actually placing those in a very appropriate place. That's very important. We should not just, you know, walk over, and we should not really place them underneath and so on and so forth. Making sure that you're actually placing those in a very appropriate place, because this represents a Buddha's speech, which represents the Dharma. So Dharma is the actual refuge. Among all three objects of refuge, Dharma is considered to be the most important object of refuge. It is called the actual object of refuge. actual object of refuge. Because it is through this learning of this particular text, one is able to generate, one is able to cultivate the path. And once you're able to cultivate the path, then this particular path will really become a direct remedy or the direct antidote towards the negativities or one's delusions, which then culminates oneself into the you know, cessation. So so therefore one must not, according to the text, it says, having taken refuge in two jewels, particularly the taking refuge in Dharma, one must actually consider even a one syllable of the alphabet. One must, you know, consider this as an object of Dharma. I mean, it is a Dharma refuge.
だとてんとてんでとてんのまたさざんじゅくてにぶとだんてとてんでらどじちぶそどじてちぶそよなまんすれよなすとてんとじょぐすれがきぎどじちぶらがきぎどじちぶら差線人でひまとめじょぱなてすれでねでねとち Tsima yinbi isi, tuji tsima yinbi, na chung jina, nipa hinti chimburi isi. Ta tanda kinti sirwa, ta doji tibu di tuten ri isi, nga kiki doji tibu isi, na chung rabuji, hira ka tonda jima, tetsa jiva mari isi, pa tuten ka zuhu na doji tibu ki chatsin su rabuji doji tibu ri isi, wada jila ya kuko jina, ya doji tibu isi, gasa ri kanga di pachi, Ya tu ten tu zuhu nabu ji, tu sheng de sanji ki jina ta san de ji gu sheng de. O zhina da ji ya ti tu ga gu gu ri, do ji ti bu tu zhila.
So then the third one is the enlightened speech, sorry, the enlightened mind. So when it comes to the tu ten, which means the object of enlightened mind, in other words, sorry, the representing the object of enlightened mind, if you have even the tsatsa, you know, that represents object of that represents the enlightened mind, and so one can consider tsatsa as enlightened mind. Similarly, if you have vajra and bell, that one is. It's actually practicing. This is, again, you know, we're touching a little bit of tantric practices. And so if you have the vajra and bell, because the vajra and bell represents method and wisdom, so you can keep this vajra and bell as a resemble of the Buddha's mind, or the enlightened minds. So it says there are some individuals who, you know, obtain those vajra and bell, and looking at those vajra and bell, considering those vajra and bell, just as a symbol, it is just as a ordinary symbol, then that is not right at all. It is, one must consider this vajra and bell as an actual, you know, enlightened mind. Of the Buddhas, enlightened mind of the Buddhas.
What is that? The chatting is that the tribune is in the Kumi Jindaki and Jigusri. Rangi Haki Nozri. Nanzu Hag no Lozri. Kuni Nozri. Rang Kumba no Han no Kuni, but Tonka to the Injimi Tongari to the Kupa in an Injimi Kuni and the Higago Gurda. Take Pechat and Pechan Tori. Rangi Haki Kunina Asini Kunina Yubi Isri Tajukan's world Rangi Haki Yubi Kuniban the Tula Asri Tate Tekadichin Najin Yubarichin Nibarigin Yinuki Yus and Sandia Yujon Tanjumari Nakajun the Tombin in the Patil Batigi Sanjin Gunduki got Yigris. Ting Engine Nuanga Tatanaji Padahan Yuringa Kurtanji Yus. Mamie Gajo Marie said the thing you mean kid and the social corner to talk on a Sanjing is a Sanjing and Duki Gagging in a Sanjing like yellow and juice of the Masmojandua. What is it?
So sometimes we remain very careless, you know, when we have all the subject of refuge within one's, you know, practice room. the room where you're actually practicing, the place where you're actually practicing, in other words. And we make, become very careless about that because we, it is, we are, because those image of, those objects of refuge are always there with you, and, you know, you become so careless about that. So this is not appropriate again. Always making sure that you should maintain your respect and reverence towards those objects of reverence at all time.
Shaganu Kutzina, Dangi, Tangi, the Kurtaji means and the Dadi is not in your mind, and I got you the Kazin Jin and the Diggy Penny Moses and what the Jiri. And the Kung Lizri, Kuzu, Jiwa, Asin, Pension Kung Lizan, then the Sando, Kung Liz, Kuzu, Jiwa, and Sanji Kung, the Sotoki, Tuji, Sander, or Kung Liz, Nanzi, Made the Nanda which carried and ngay lưu đề ngã đi, sinh ngay mà rồi ngã, ajang đề ngã đi, sinh ngay lưu ngã đi cơ mà. Thế nhưng nè, ngã cho ác chém vào đôi đi lưu đề, gạt cơ mà, đôi cái tình đôi cái mình biết đâu à, ngay lưu đề ngã mà đi. Anh ngã, ajang sinh ngay đề cả đi, ta số 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 cái, mi đề cản, cản ra đề cả đi đi, sinh số số lưu đề cái cơ mà đi. Anh cả đi đi, sinh phong bồ ngã bọc quan, là phải ta, ta gì ngã sinh ngay chỉ đi. Anh thấy cho ha mà nhìn tận đây, ông linh đi nhà chém vào đôi cái đi. Nanti nga de nga de chi chi, giwa chi ghi nga suzo ghi chi nga singi de nga de la ni yuri nga rangu ni tuba suzo hangi rangu ni tuba hangu ya chi tena kinze nga yi bachi ni tega mangi gda ghi pumper ta sanji nga chi te nga ngu ne pa de ri se nga mangi pi suzo nga chi suzo ghi rangu ni tuba ma chi kangi la ti mi ghi rangu yi Rang, Rang, so to some handing allergy, it is. What then, Denzin, it is. Toma Marie Padding on the Han Taji Padder and Angela Pachin. And the last one, Toma Marie Passing, it is. And down the curricane and the Nazi Tuni Tuni said that Toma Marie Pagazuan, I think the social mind, but to be a lot of Tuni to Rosil. And Toma Marie Padder Pamia Pazuzasuna Tuni to McGinnis, the Tangus and Gigger, Tuni to below the chimney, not Toma Marie Padden Guardu. Toma Marie Padden. चिल्ली होना तूने तो बोलो जी तुम्हारा मारी बंद कार्य रही है ना ये किन्हीं पर दी देगी ना तूने तो बोलो दे था तेंगे रही है तूने तो बोलो देगा आजो रंगों ने मारी डुबा रांचे रंगों ने मार डुबा तक रंगों ने डुबे तो आ दे तो नहीं तो आ ना कि आते रेडी रही है इसने तुम्हारा मारी पाते
So, if one maintains those practices, then this will really serve as a basis for the basis for, you know, generation of or the arisal of all this accumulation of, in other words, all the merits and virtue through that. And so all of this practice, you know, that we talked about earlier are becoming actually becoming a basis for accumulation of merits and virtue. So the basis here again, we're really referring to the ones, the mental continuum. Mental continuum, the subtlemost mental continuum, and the self or I that relying upon it. So this there's a self or I which possess this mental continuum, which is self or I completely different from the self or I that we normally perceive. And this self and then its self and the mental continuum become a basis for all those arisal of all those positive deeds as well as negative deeds, because this continues from, it transcends from one life to another life. Unlike one's gross body, for instance, myself, as a Geshe Ajahn, and here at this point, I'm recognized as a Geshe Ajahn by identifying through identification of my body. So paradoxically, my body is not myself. Though I'm recognized and I'm identifying through my body, but this is not the Ajahn. The continuity of Ajahn is the continuity of my mental continuum as well as the subtlemost I, which transcends from one life to another life. So the problem with us here as ordinary beings, whenever we think about I, whenever we think about self or I, we think of self and I as if that can be pinpointed, as if it exists in and of itself, independently. And this is what we call the ignorance, the perceiving self, well, ignorance pertaining to self, or pertaining to ultimate nature of reality. Once you're able to understand what is the self really means, the reality of the self, then this ignorance will be diminished. Because, it is completely, you know, contradictory with regard to its object of the ignorance and regard to the object of understanding of reality. And object of apprehension of the ignorance is something that is, you know, something that exists independently or something that exists intrinsically. Whereas the wisdom that understanding, the wisdom that understands the ultimate nature of reality, understands the lack of independent existence. Mm-hmm. So therefore, these two cannot be coexist for a longer period of time. One without, you know, undermining other. So therefore, whenever we think about the self or I, in our ordinary level of understanding self or I, is completely distorted.
Nambi ki chi sandapo tena juja yapo yoke nge tena ka pecha rido te tu sanye jebu gyo re. Pishai tangda sanji ki tenpa da tangda ji padam dendi ya de kare re re san yegi de utenda ya ngan yoji de kunya ya ngan dendi yoro mato wa yin sanji ki tenpa kaban de tukri. Londi tukma wa di yegi de ya de gen sanji ki tenpa da tangda padam dendi ya de hita ya ngan zo kuten chimbo re san tenda ten uyo san na sanji kupa pishai lo de zar sanji ki yuzi te lo shan duwa o de me.
So I have chosen this topic today it's because most of us have the altar at home, right? So it is important for us to arrange those, set up the altar appropriately. And so it is it is better that if you have a separate room for your altar. If that is not possible, then we have to be more cautious about it and making sure that we mentioned earlier that not really directing your feet towards your foot, you know, feet towards the altar, and you know, the most important part here is to maintaining. So important part is to considering all the objects of refuge that are arranged, that are set on your altars as the actual Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So this will enables you to be more conscientious about the object of refuge. So then we also touched about the text. Remember that we talked about if you have a text of the condensed sutra text, if you have that, then it's really good. And if not, then it is also again important to even one syllable of the alphabet can be considered as the object of the refuge of Dharma. So, so here now, nowadays, it is very difficult for us to actually maintain this kind of attitude of actually taking care of the letters and so on, because we are very accustomed to use the letter, and if it's not really useful, something that is not useful, then we trash them. But according to the, you know, according to the advice or the instructions of the taking refuge, practice of taking refuge in schedules, and it is very important that we need to maintain our respect and reverence towards even the one single syllable of the alphabet. So if that is not possible at this time, so one must at least be very careful with the text that actually describes the paths and the fruitions and of the Buddha Dharma. So you again, if possible, one can always, you know, maintain respect and reverence towards all the letters. If that is not possible, then one must at least maintain this respect and reverence towards that. The text that describes describes such as, you know, generation of bodhicitta and understanding of impermanence, understanding of wisdom, understanding emptiness, and so on and so forth. So because it is through this, the existence of the letter, we are able to uphold Buddha Dharma. So without the existence of the letter, it is not possible for us to actually uphold Buddha Dharma. And, you know, the way in which that we actually uphold Buddha Dharma is by learning and studying. This is how we actually uphold the Buddha Dharma. So therefore, we must not really take it very lightly about the letters, particularly of the Dharma text.
ကြိုက်ခဲ့တယ်ငါးစင်တကြိုက်ခဲ့ရကြည်တယ်အဲ့ ဒီငါ ရင်ရဲတဲ့ငါတို့ကတာကန်စားစင်ချင်းကြီးနာခီစင်ကြီးကြီးရဲ့ချင်းကြီးနာခီကြီးမထင်ကြွတဲ့ကိပကကြီးထင်ကြွကြီးတာငါနီတော်နေငါတို့ကြွားဟာမနဲ့တာကြီးပန်တို့တန်းစန်းကြီးစားလေပန်တို့ခင်ကြီးငါတို့ကြီးကြီးစင်တယ်စင်ဟိုတလေစင်တဲ့တန်းငါတို့ဒုငင်းတဲ့မှာမာတာပြလို့ဆင်းတဲ့ခုံ ကျမန်းစင်ငါတို့ညမှုတင်တရားခေတ်တော့ကံကစင်ရာရင်ကိုခူးရမယ်စင်ကရာရင်ကိုခူးရင်နဲ့ခစင်ကရင်ရယ်စင်ခွေမပါစုံလူတော်ညမှုဝတ်တမပါစုံစင်မပါစုံတဲ့စုံစင်ကရာရင်စင်ကတမကဒီနေရယ်စင်ကရယ်အနေငါစတန်းနံပြီးချီကလေးအနေတော့ဒါပေါ်တဲ့နံပါနေတော့အန်တယ်ငင်းကျုံစံပါကစင်နာခွာတဲ့ပြတပါတော့အချောင်ကျုံစင်ကတို့ကျင်းနာ
So the reason why I have said that is importance of, you know, maintaining the respect and reverence towards even the syllables of the text is because all the enlightened beings, such as Buddhas, Lama Tsongkhapa, and so on and so forth, all of them were not primarily enlightened. They were all initially the same as we are, as ordinary beings, who is actually tormented by the delusions, three poisons, and so on and so forth. But how they were able to purify their body, speech, and mind into the state of enlightened body, speech, and mind is through the studying the text and following the instructions. So if we were to follow their footsteps by undertaking, studying the text and practicing and so on, and the very body, speech, and mind that we have at this particular time is what we call is impure body, speech, and mind, can be converted, can be transformed into the pure body, speech, and mind. So all of us, as sentient beings, we all have a potency or the potential for gaining the state of enlightenment. The reason for that is, regardless of how much, you know, the impure mind or the delusions or the mental afflictions that are present within us at this particular time, but our nature of mind is said to be untainted by those afflictions. Nature of our mind is pure luminosity. And it is only obscured by those negative thoughts and emotions or the mental afflictions. So therefore, those afflictions, how powerful, how strong they may be, they all exist in a very advantageous manner. It can be removed. It is not permanent. Thus, once nature of mind is untainted by those negative thoughts and emotions, which can be removed. So it is for this reason All sentient beings have the potential for gaining the state of enlightenment. Because speaking about gaining the state of enlightenment is to meet on the basis of whether or not one is able to remove the negative thoughts and emotions or the mental afflictions. So, so it says, it is through this learning the text, studying, one is able to then generate what we call the wisdom realizing emptiness. And this wisdom, then once a very generation of wisdom realizing emptiness is then be complemented, accompanied by the generation of bodhicitta, which will then lead oneself to the complete state of enlightenment.
Manzoge Lunden the Tolo Chichi Shagina Wodan Chupa Ro, Hiala Gasri, Tanda Lagan, the Chupa Ro, Zubu de Tochadim, Payu, Romodon, Lotchun was Tagina, like Tapi, he, Dunin, the Mamma Tagi, she's at the Nialiche. At the Pugoji, Tanayam, Lotchung, I should choose a new Kazit, the Nagan Ludi, Pupin Chugger. Chupa. Rekia gas, ni dim on juicer, Tajiban di, the chicken, Tangaro china lagana, the Atajina, Chichi, Chuntam, and the Tanajan Jobaki, Mukumadis. And Tama the Chupa, do I then Jobaju, Aka Tanga here to chin the Hiran Tari, Magin, Rokiri, and the Chichi Jamadu, some Jobaji, what the name is at the Nambigi Chude, Joa Chamalo.
So here it's important to understand when we talk about the Dharma, the practicing of Dharma. Practicing of Dharma is to benefit not only to one's this present life, but rather one must put more significance and regards to one's future life. This is what we call the essence of practicing practicing the Dharma. So if one is a very good practitioners, so when the ultimate journey, which is one death, arises, then you will have no fear of death. And so we have a very vivid examples, or the vivid examples at the monasteries, when the good practitioners of those teachers, when they pass away, and they will pass away very delightfully, with knowing, without free of anxieties, and fear and so on and so forth. So therefore, in the past, a very good practitioner who was become very elderly and so ready to pass away, but there were disciples his disciples were actually requesting him to, remain a little more for their request, his reply to their request is, this particular body that I have is has only a limited time to sustain. And it's so difficult for me as a really aged person. So I need to really, change this body and come back with a fresh body so that I don't have to go through all this kind of pain and so on. So this is how the practitioners will really look at their death. It is just changing their body. And so therefore it says, if one is the best practitioners, best Dharma practitioners, will pass away very delightfully. If that is not possible, then one must actually at least have no regrets when it is time for one to pass away. So if we are unable to do that, then at the time of one's death, we'll have a lot of regrets. Our mind is completely, empowered by anxieties, frustrations, fears, and so on and so forth. So all of those, great teachers, such as Lama Tsongkhapa, Padmasambhava, and so on and so forth, have gone through all those practices and gained the complete state of enlightenment by, gaining the spiritual realizations, systematically, and they gain the complete state of enlightenment. So if we were to follow their footsteps, and we all have the same potential for gaining the state of enlightenment.
Tanda kuti chigi na sen de gumba chigi chigi ya chigi kuti chigi na bazhen de chawa la rawa thon do de chin ne ji da ni kuti tanda gun ya de chin de chin ne lu gumba do ya sen chi yo ma chawa la rawa thon de ge de yin ne a ta me bi na pa ten ne ne ngang zhe de na ji ma to ji ge sang ji rang na pa ten ne ngang zhe ji ge wa min de ne de me yin cha ji ne ta me bi na pa ten ne ngang zhe lu na ji sa yo ni yo na hin de kun la ten de ja Jagama Patantana Mumbai. And then when the time may be Nabati Tena Mato, and Manzuk Tendaji, Sanji Rang, Kumud and Adinji New Gubber, what Tenda Mumbai? And Tadama Tiri, Tabari, Auri, Tenda Chiji and the Kekala, those chin taking Yansis and the Lama the Tugumu, she tenda turned the beauty. What Tenda is I do, and the Chidi Soso Pahida, the kitchen boon, that was in the area. And Tenda is I do, and the choosing and the Tenaji. You heard Tobana Tanaki, the Kuzun to the Tazanji, Minishano, the Kuzu to the Nuyanandi, Mena, Kobanda, but the Sakanaji. And the Tokan patch, the Kobanda Yerimu, and that conjuring is not the Natamoji than the Hindua. And the Sanji knew that Jeremy Loving would think would he got tell it. Managing it, Taki here, Nagiji, combat the ten in Jibo to go to the ten. A Kuoji, what a cheap use, a loser.
So let's take an example of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. It's the 14th His Holiness the Dalai Lama right now. And so their inner rebirth is unlike the ordinary rebirth, because those highly realized, beings who actually are liberated, they have gained the liberations. They don't really have to actually go through all kind of, process of taking rebirth as ordinary beings. However, for the purpose of, for the particular purpose, for the particular purpose to alleviate the suffering of other sentient beings, those great beings, though they have gained a liberty over their life, rebirth, and so on and so forth, they come back to this particular existence, the human existence, unenlightened existence, as the ordinary beings. And for the ordinary beings, purpose of these ordinary beings, they go through all the process of rebirth and dying and so on and so forth as ordinary beings. And because if those highly realized beings, such as Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, if they come to this existence, or the unenlightened existence, with their complete, pure, enlightened body, speech, and mind, and we as ordinary beings will not be able to gain, will not be able to receive any kind of benefit out of that, because we are, our mind is completely obscure and obstructed. So we will not be able to have, let alone having, receiving the teachings from them, we'll not even be able to, have, contact with them at all. So it is for the purpose of the ordinary beings, those great beings, such as Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and highly realized beings, who come to this unenlightened existence in a manner of ordinary beings to benefit all other sentient beings. So once you have set up the altar and arrange all this object of refuge, the enlightened body, speech, and mind, then one is engaging the practice of making an offerings, right? So offerings must be arranged very beautifully and respectfully as well. And so let's take one particular object, the offering that we made most of the time as the water bowl offerings, one set of water bowls. There will be seven water bowls, right? I'm pretty sure that all of you are familiar with. And so it is when you're making a water bowl offerings, making sure those seven bowls are arranged on the altar very appropriately means you're actually arranging those very straight. It should be a very straight line. And making sure that those bowls are far apart to each other. The gap between the bowls should be as a size of grain. We must not bigger than that, or not wider than that, or not smaller than that. It should be size the gap between the, in other words, the space between the balls must be the size of grain. In the barley, in other words, it says. So, according to the text, it says, if one, so then it says it must be, the water bowls must be cleaned thoroughly and wiped. And then one make an water bowl offerings. And so it shouldn't touch each other. The water bowls should not touch each other. If it touched each other, then it says it will affect one's intellect, particularly of the wisdom. And so then also, if one arranged those water bowls, there's apart from each other, far apart from each other, there's a big gap between those the balls, then it also becomes a condition for separating oneself from the Ron's guru, it says. One will not be able to, separation from one's guru, in other words. So making sure those are arranged straight line, and then gap should be appropriately arranged at the size of barley or grain, and it shouldn't touch each other, and it should not make, one shouldn't touch each other and make a noise of the water balls. This is, again, if you make a noise, and out of that, what happens is it distracts one's mind. So distraction will be created. So therefore, this is how you actually arrange and make an offering, this particular offering of water balls. Straight line, not touching each other, and a gap between this the balls, and not hitting each other and making a noise and so on. So when you are actually arranging those water balls on the altar, one must not begin, set up, arrange those water balls empty. In the beginning, you just have a drop of water in it and a little bit of water in each of those balls. So then one, begin to fill up the balls, the balls. And when one is filling up the balls, making sure that you are actually, the bowl is not overflowing, and it should be a very appropriate, filled. And and then making sure is, thank you. So when you're actually pouring a water, whatever that, the pitchers or the water, the object of water that is to be filled, and we need to hold with two hands, not just a one hand, as if that you're actually making a tea offering to the kings and, the high officials. So it is a Tibetan tradition when we make an offerings to the teas and so on to the high officials and the king and so on. So we use both hands to hold the actual object or the container of the tea and so on. So this is the respect and reverence that you need to maintain when one is making an offering, as if that you are actually offering
imagining the Buddha is right there in actual Buddha. So you are making an offering. So do you want to have questions? Let's take some questions. We have 10 more minutes.
Okay. Good question on the water bowl offering. Once in a while, like the vessel that I use to fill the bowls, sometimes the water won't stop, and at one point it will flow onto the bowl. Is there a specific way to address that when that happens?
Oh, okay. That's susu ya zam zam le ta nam jin da yun je bu pu ji do ko ra sun che wa pu shu wo wa din nan de ka le ya de chi zam zam le ya chi che ta chi ta ta ma kham ro de yong gur ba da ding de ding de ya ta ta ma kham ro de yong ya zam je le ya chi ge lu de ro de yong gur ba a din de ka do khar che go na ta chi xia ta gong da a chi xia jang de khar che go na se gu men ro
ga jang si ji ji ban da ding ya Pidilo Luna Duna, a Tata Consider Chetis Tension and Dura, Dominia Pidil Lavanega Pidin, Calte Tumbayota and Dua, the Shaguri is Pidil. I think Tumba Dini Manitan, the Sonsarva, Chetis the Gaguri is.
So if it is overflowing, then you know you can take a little bit of water again, you know, back to the container and, you know, the fill. And it shouldn't be, again, all the way up to the field. You know, you shouldn't fill all the way up. There should be a little bit of, you know, the empty space is left.
Like barley grain,
that's right. You're right, yeah. So.
What's the process for emptying?
That kind of thing, when you have a shame, you jelly, you have a shy churva. When you have a shy, you have a shy press.
Je ma chandi kunu da choke le dia pu ni ma chandi lo pu du ko ma pu tan ya do ki gro ya che ba tan ya di
ye ni ya che de chandi ya ni ma
o mo pu ni ma di ni ya tan ya do ki gre is na do sa di lo no do ze chen pa pa ji ni pa ji kon ani shu go ya pu di ya ni de che da tong do ze ya pu gre is
so while we are making an offerings and we should do so through the right hand side, when you're starting from the right hand side. And then when you're actually removing, then from your left hand side. You're removing from the left hand side, right? So it is right, so your left hand side, in other words, yeah, left hand side. And then you're. So it is up to the left and right, you're taking it kind of tricky. So with your just facing towards that, you'll become this left. Yeah, so you can see this one over here. So now here, when you're making offerings, you can make an offering from that side. Mm-hmm. And then you're actually removing, then you remove them from the other side. And then try those water bowls if you have time. Then again, if you have time, then you can clean right away, clean thoroughly, and, you know, wrap in the clothes or cover it by some, you know, containers. And if you're unable to, you know, clean at that moment, as soon as you remove the water bowls, then you can do it later, like next day, before you, you know, make an offering, so you can just clean thoroughly.
You can
leave on the altar. On the altar, that's fine.
That's how you can leave them upside
down. Yeah, upside down. Yeah, that's fine. 그거 가시기 넣으셔도 가시 넣으셔도 데칸데나
카보시나 카만 관디 카보 보셔 그래
카시게 니도 데라고 니도
알레 상한지 뿌리미기
카시게네 카차 체지로 와 야 칼랑지 즉셔도 와 근데 지금 이제 디마글로 부베니 하고 뭐 말해서 나긴 제도 알레 때야 게 걔라도 갈 수는 좋으라
이게는 보셔 그 자리 가르세 그 첫만 자고로 와 뭐 이게 제발 제발 말해 두 발에 살아 첫만 자고 첫는 바 강한테들로 카마마 보는 전 되는 디고 말아
So you can keep upside down to dry it, and that's fine, on the altar, in other words. So there are two ways of saying, but as far as Kishila is concerned, he said it's okay to, you know, put those upside down
on the altar, it's fine.
If you're not wiping, if you're not wiping after that, if you just one water to drop down, so maybe that's...
Chiba ya pui chadi lo zako kanda jige choji ni lu ni oma 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 yira se gugyo zare. Se gudon kari zare, oma oma zare, tanda nganzo ki choji madabi choji ni yorwa, oma hama zare kari zare, tabi ki choji pa josha gugyo. Lada, da chinyo sumo, dito kanda ku zatombo zare, tabi ki choji, tabi ki sitinayi mazi chogyo marwa, oma oma zare, te jobi ge zare.
So, so once you have completed offering the balls, offering the water balls, then it should be blessed by this three-syllable mantras, Om Ahum. So because it's very important because the three-syllable mantras, Om Ahum, is not only just blessing but also transforming them into the pure offerings. And three syllables, the mantra of three syllables has a, you know, a power of actually transforming those, you know, impure object of offerings into the pure object of offerings.
And then pure do ya guo dan dian ba jian ni dang an zhe ji shang ji le le bian de mo ji kan le de ya de mo ji ne xu bian sa ba na ge jian ni ba guo de dian ya pure ge zhe ge Na koi tara jiyin isi ni sanwa kida namen samtene puji mani uchi saba nagi jiyin ba kuhu da dhyan ba jiyin.
One must maintain great respect and reverence when one is making an offerings, you know, with two-handed and so on. Shouldn't be very careless about, you know.
Ozo oji tara, tadaan dagini kisi ni ya pyudi la dandaji di ya py. Ani nganzo kodong koba zato kangan da kungi.
So in order to have such a great respect and reverence, it is purely depends upon whether you are being able to consider all the object of refuge as an actual object of refuge. So according to the Jirimchi, it says in the text, if you are able to maintain those, you know, motivations of seeing those